couple weeks ago, I realized I lost the nose pieces on my glasses. I'm walking around, I'm like, why is my glasses? Oh, I only got one. And the next thing you know, I didn't have any. I can wear them like that. And then I realized I'm doing this to see. I'm like, okay. So I was down at the VA the other day. I said, hey, can you put new nose pieces on? And I'm like, wow, it's amazing. You know, just one of those little things you don't think about. Oh, it's not important. But you know, God is so much into the detail of our everyday lives. You and I are more important to Him than we could ever know. I believe this entire planet, this entire universe was created for us. Yes, we're a part of it. We need to take care of it, okay? I'm not saying we just go in and tear everything up. I'm saying everything was created for us to enjoy. The mountains, the polar caps, the jungles, everything was created for mankind. We don't know how much we were truly valuable to Him. I mean, the Bible, we know John 3:16, right? Most of us do. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How many of you, that was the very first scripture you ever memorized? Then my dad slipped one in on me. He says, okay, I'm going to teach you another one. This is real easy. Jesus wept. I got that one down. But you know, the reason we're celebrating this week, this coming week, I don't do things for religion. If God tells me to do something, we do it. If we celebrate something, we celebrate. If we fast, we fast. You know, I personally don't believe in fasting, giving up something that is supposedly sinful just to pick it back up at the end of the fast. That's kind of stupid to me. You broke the hold, hopefully, after 40 days. Leave it broke. Don't pick it back up. But I've chosen rather to live in the glory and the freedom that He purchased. I live what Paul says. If one man thinks today is holy, let that man think it is holy. But let him not condemn. This is paraphrased. But neither shall he condemn the one who doesn't. I'm the one who doesn't. There's so many things going on these days. I just don't see the point in them. Because I live every day in the freedom and the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. To the world and to me. And the more I get to know how much God thought of me. You know, the first scripture we're going to look at, go ahead and bring that up if you would, Carsey. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the very beginning, not the beginning of our existence here, whenever He started creating the heavens and the earth. We're talking a long time ago, folks. And we're not going to get into creation today, but I just wanted to establish that in the beginning of everything, there was God. Okay, Proverbs. This is wisdom speaking. This is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. Before there was ever an earth, God possessed wisdom. You know what? I think if God possessed wisdom before He created the heavens and the earth, I think maybe I should have a little bit of it. And by the way, wisdom is not knowledge. Just so we all keep that in track. Wisdom is not conventional head knowledge. Wisdom is being able to know what's going to happen if I do this or I do that. That's part of wisdom. If, I'm going to use this as a very bad example, but if I were to slap my wife right now, I can foresee what's going to happen. I'm going to get that look, and I'm not going to get a kiss when I get home. I might get the right hand of fellowship. You know what I'm saying? She just might clock me. I would never hit her. I can foresee that happening. That's wisdom in play. I do exercise it from time to time. Not always. You can ask her. She's like, "You're not too bright, are you?" And many of you wives have said that to your husbands. So from the beginning, before there was ever an earth, God possessed wisdom. Next verse. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. By the way, when they're speaking of world, they're not just meaning our little world. Because we now know, and they knew back then, there's a whole lot more going on than just our little planet. Okay? It's just self-centered people thought we were the center of the universe. Don't we do that a lot? We think we're the center of God's universe, which kind of we are. But it's not as an individual. It's as a whole. Because it says he came to die for the world. Now, he would have came and died for me, but he died for the whole world. So I'm not the only one that he cares about. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limits so that the waters would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth. Folks, did you guys pay attention to that? God set a limit for the water. Now, we know that there are certain things that happen that violate that limit, right? Excessive rain, tsunamis, storms, those sort of things transgress that. Those are laws into effect. There's no law that can be broken without another law being created. Do you know how Jesus was able to go as he did? We now know today it's called the law of thrust. There was more power taking him up than the law of gravity. If you don't understand the law of gravity, I will go drop the tailgate of my truck and let you jump off of it. And I promise you, you will hit the ground. Phil and I were discussing this yesterday, you know, about aches and pains. And I said, "But I think I've had more fun than you did." And he said, "Well," he said, "yeah, you might, you know, jumping off buildings and stuff like that." I said, "Yeah," I said, I did try to transgress gravity a couple times. I said, "No matter how hard I flapped my arms, I could not fly." You see, folks, the law of gravity is in effect. The only way I could have violated it was with the law of thrust. A new law had to come into play to take its place. It didn't eliminate it. You do not eliminate a law. How many of you remember the king Xerxes and Queen Esther? King Xerxes had made a decree, a law, and he found out later it was going to kill his beloved queen and her people. But he was king, and he cannot go back and eliminate a law. But being as king, he can do one thing. He could create a new law that allows them to defend themselves. And he did such a thing. So, we understand that laws were into effect. That God began to establish laws on the earth. Gravity. The laws where the water does not come. The water comes up level. That was one of those things that always just baffled me. If you do not know this, water will always go level. You put it in a bucket on the side of a hill, the water will be level. As level as it can be. Bucket's leaning like this, but that water will be laying like this. To where it is level to the lowest point. That is fascinating. So those oceans are actually level. And God created laws to keep them into place. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman when he created the foundations of the earth. This is really where I was wanting to get to, was the foundations of the earth. Wisdom was there as a master craftsman, not just a shade tree mechanic, a master craftsman. Wisdom knew exactly. I don't know about you, but being in construction, I always think about, you know, when I hear foundation, I see a footer, I see block laid upon block. And I think, how on earth was this, does this relate to the earth? Because we know that the core of our earth is molten rock. It is hot. Where's the foundation? And this week as I was praying and asking the Lord what message to bring forth, this was one of the things he brought forth. Some of you are going to love it. Some of you are going to say, oh, you're just getting crazy. God is the greatest scientist ever to be or ever will be. God created science. So for all those Christians running around saying that science is wrong, you're the buffoon. God created science. We have finally started figuring some of this stuff out, but it's when we as look at it from a scientific point of view and say, well, science did this. Well, yes, it is a scientific equation. It is a scientific theory, but God is the one who created that. That's why it happens. That is why a little microscopic sperm can find a microscopic egg and they can create a 6'5" man. You tell me how that works. I can't find my way around in my closet sometimes. But God, in his infinite wisdom, knew exactly how to do all of this. So we have got to think about what he's talking about in foundations. There's no, unlike our globes, you know, I love looking at globes. And unlike a globe that we have sitting on our counter or on a pedestal or something, there's no rod going from North Pole to South Pole and a stand that we're sitting on. We are just hung here, out in the open. Does that not baffle anybody else? It was 23.5 degrees, and then after the earthquake that created the tsunami in the Indian Ocean, we're slightly off. They did say it changed that pitch just a little bit. But we were at a particular angle, we spin at a particular speed, and we stay in the same spot, rotating, going around the sun. See, we always thought way back that, well, the sun spun around us. Everything went around us. And the truth of the matter was, we went around it. So you stop and tell me, what law is in effect? There's a mathematical equation for all of this stuff. Why do you think God created mathematicians? There's people that understand. Jason's probably one of those guys. Well, the few people that understand that. No, there's others, but this stuff is just so mind-boggling that we're not just flying off into Pluto's zone, you know, and then getting degraded down to being a subplanet. We are perfect where we are. Any closer, we burn up. Any further, we freeze to death. The foundation that God created way back when is still holding. And it's not going to move. I love seeing the pictures from space. And honestly, I think I would like to go there once. I can do some things once. Yeah. Twice if I liked it. Yeah. Personally, I get a little motion sick. So me and the rocket might not get along well. Or me and the other guys in the plane or the rocket. But wisdom was there. Establishing these laws that keep our foundation into place. Because in reality, folks, our foundation is not stone. It is not earth. It is a law that is in place. That we are here. Stop and think about it for a minute. That's all. A numerical equation that keeps us going at the same speed. You know, if we spun any faster, we would get crushed to the ground. And if we spun any slower, well, we'd all lose a little weight because gravity wouldn't be quite as heavy. And like, well, I cast out the demon out of my scales. It finally worked. We would start floating off of the planet because we would not be held on. That is why there's a law. Those are the foundations. And ever since this planet was created, this universe was created, these laws are the foundation. Has anybody thought about The sun is a ball of gas, right? Why doesn't it all burn up? I think about that often. Especially when I light my grill and it's out of gas. Like, why can I not have a supply like the sun? God is more powerful, more intelligent in his infinite wisdom than we are. The stars, they're just balls of gas too. They float around. Periodically, they do burn out. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Folks, if you go on and read, I love reading Proverbs, especially this section about wisdom. That if we seek wisdom, folks, we're always running around trying to seek things, right? Well, I want to be rich. I want to know how to make money. Well, you got to exercise wisdom. Sometimes it means you got to take a chance, right? I don't care what you think about Donald Trump, but I can tell you one thing. He's taken a few chances. And he has lost everything before and got up and took another chance. Because wisdom said, get where the money is. Get where the people who know how to make the money, where the opportunities are. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're holed up in your little shack and you're saying, oh, God, bless me with $1 million, bless me with $1 million. And the second you get money, you're going down putting it in the slot machine. That ain't going to be your $1 million. Save your money. Get enough money to, first off, buy a train ticket out of there. But God loved us so much, folks. You got to stop and think about it for just a few minutes. That when he was creating all of this, he was creating it for us. We were on his mind. You are so much more valuable to God than you could ever imagine. Every last one of you. Yeah, in our time, in our minds, because we have this, we have a finite mind. It's start and begin, or start and end. That's all we know. God's mind doesn't operate like ours. I don't believe Adam's originally did. I believe Adam's mind started, and there was no the end. When we think about how much God cares for us, he was creating a world for us. Like I said, as Phil and I were talking about this yesterday, you know, we were standing outside here in the parking lot, and we stood there for probably an hour, and we're like, man, I'm cold. It's like, well, you know, there's some places we could be that wouldn't be cold. They aren't here right now. But God's got places. I don't know what God had intended for mankind, whether we were to be nomadic. I can promise you one thing. I'm like this guy I was talking to the other day. I can handle snow on December 24th as long as it's gone by the 26th. And then it warms back up. I'm golden. Otherwise, I like it warm. Not too warm. And I'm going to tell you right now, if it weren't for the fact that it's so far away, I would visit Hawaii a lot. Average temperature, 75. By the way, folks, there are no native snakes. Those of you that don't like snakes. That sounds about right for me. Rains for 10 to 15 minutes about every day. Is that not starting to sound like a little someplace? Sounds like paradise to me. God created this entire planet for us. And I know everybody says, oh, we're overcrowding, we're overcrowding. We're not possessing all of the earth. How many deserts are there? These deserts, they have proved, were at one time in life tropical. They supported life. The Bonneville Salt Flats, where they go out and they race cars up to 500 and 700 miles an hour. That's how big this lake was. And they have time to slow down. That's in America. There's a lot of space we can't possess. Antarctica, they've drilled. They have found tropical leaves. God created the whole thing for you and me. Sin messed it up. But in the end, it was for all of us. To see the beauty that God has created. That's why I encourage you, if you get a chance to go someplace, go. There's more to this world than Ohio. And I will state this. I know we all say, I just don't like Ohio. I don't like it. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been in California, stopped off in Anchorage, Japan, the Philippines, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, Virginia, for a few other states around there. And there's some beautiful spots in them. Ohio's not so bad. You got the occasional tornado. The occasional. But you're not living in fear of earthquakes, constant threat of hurricanes, or constant threat of possible tsunamis. I like Ohio. For the most part. I can do without the winters. That's why I think maybe God did have some of us to be nomadic way back when. We built a house here. We were all snowbirds. Moved north and south. I might have done well with the Indian tribes, you know what I'm saying? They moved north in the summer and south in the winter. All right, now Revelation chapter 13. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This is talking about the Antichrist. But the part that I wanted you to pay attention to was the book written in the book of life of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, who was slain from where? The foundation. Do you know what that means, folks? That means Jesus Christ had already, Jesus as the Son of God, the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, had already agreed. Why? Because God knew. Here's if you want to know why God made us where we had a decision, it's not love if there's not the option. That's all there is to it. If they don't have the option not to love you, it's not love. It's why you cannot force a man or a woman to fall in love with you. That's not love. You can't force people to like you. They won't love you. Oh, well, that's key. There's a song, and I think about it often whenever I've heard it on the radio. It's about a king. It's actually called "Hail to the King." The very first words out: "Better watch your mouth. Better watch your tongue, or I'll have it cut from your head." I just want you to understand that is the way kings were. I'd like to say, "Oh, this is all made up." No, you respected the king. They didn't have to earn it. You did it for fear. That is not love. That is the exact opposite of love. That's why today's the monarchies do not work. But yet what God was creating when he sat down and he created this earth was a place where we had the option to love him. We could choose whether we loved him. Well, he created all these angels. They don't have the option to love him. They can obey or disobey, but to love is immaterial. I don't believe they're created to love. We were. We were created, as the Bible puts it, in his image. We look like God. We act like God. Some of you, that might be scary. Well, I've got this temper. Now, whoa, whoa, whoa. The Bible says you can have a temper and not sin not. It means you can control it. All passion, that's all it is passion. And that's why a couple years ago I taught you about love and hate. When we love, that's passion. When we hate, that is passion. But we were not created to hate. We were created to love. To keep that passion going into positive. That's why the Bible tells us that love seeks not itself. Love believes the best. Love never fails. It's not haughty. It's not prideful. Doesn't boast. It's not self-seeking. So folks, when we really get down to it and we see what love is, and God created this whole earth just for us, and that however many years ago, God created this universe, set the foundations that locked this planet into position, and began its rotation around the sun. And every day it spins the same distance in 24 hours, every time. That when God was doing that, here's what I can kind of imagine. Here's wisdom working with the Father. They're working, they're tweaking the equation for getting the rotation down right. And Jesus has already been posed with the question, because God knows that as soon as I make something that has the choice, it could fail. Will you pay the price? And he said, yes. Why? Because Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father are one. Where did we come from? Where do we get our life from? From the One. We get our life from God. We were a part of Jesus too. We're a part of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit wants to get to know people. I'm so glad that Angela expounded a little bit about that today. The Holy Spirit is not just about tongues, not just about power. It's about experiencing God. I'm telling you folks right now, you can take tongues and all that, put them on a shelf, prophecies, I don't care. Put them over there, and through the Holy Spirit, still know the Father better. These are just great things. These are good things. If they're not abused. Just like everything, they can be abused. God sent somebody to my house the other day. Just spoke a few words. The man has no idea what it meant. And he wasn't there to do that. He was there to pick up a plumbing part. So when we realize how much God loved us, and that as God was creating this plan,